This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. AMC's The Walking Dead will wrap up season 6 in style. The cable network has expanded the April 3rd finale from an hour to 90 minutes. Sources say frequently mentioned but yet to be seen villain Negan, played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan, will make his debut in the season 6 finale. News of Negan's casting and subsequent arrival has had diehard comic book fans on edge as the character makes his debut in the landmark 100th issue, in which not everyone makes it out alive. The Walking Dead's penultimate episode airs April 3rd. Don't miss it. Lionsgate had its second flop in a row and their stock dropped 10%. First it was Gods of Egypt, now it's Allegiant, with very disappointing numbers at the box office. So now that the Hunger Games franchise is over, Lionsgate was hoping that those two films would be blockbusters, but that didn't happen, and they have a new problem. There's a fourth film awaiting release next June in the Divergent series. With Allegiant performing so badly, what to do with the next film, scheduled for release in June of next year? Well, it's nail-biting time for sure at Lionsgate. The Hollywood Reporter and Billboard are expanding into Asian markets, with both brands launching in Thailand under a major new partnership with Southeast Asia media company Fierce Publishing. The partnership will see THR and Billboard roll out print editions in Thailand, as well as a range of other Thai-focused media content, including mobile and digital properties, social media channels, and signature brand licensed conferences and shows. Good luck to both in Thailand. Chok Di Na. He vanished during a fishing trip 11 years ago. Now, Olivia Newton-John's former boyfriend has reportedly been found secretly living in Mexico with a new lover. Yep, fresh evidence confirms previous reports that Patrick McDermott is living in Mexico, having settled down with a European girlfriend. Plus, locals who were questioned by an investigator there have confirmed that the girl he was traveling with was described as a German national. So, we believe it's time for this clown to come clean and at least tell Olivia Newton-John that he's alive, actually left her, and didn't really die in a fishing boat accident. Never far from a glowing screen, Sarah Palin may be coming to a TV dial near you. She'll star in a new Judge Judy-style courtroom reality show in 2017, according to a publicist for a Montana production company. The former governor of Alaska, who's already starred in her own reality show since the end of her vice presidential campaign in 2008, signed a production deal last month with this Montana-based company called Warm Springs. There's just one problem we have. Sarah Palin isn't a judge. Heck, she's not even a lawyer. God, give us strength. Here's the ultimate retreat if you're under pressure. Sorry, bad pun. David Bowie's $20 million Caribbean villa is available to rent for the first time at $40,000 US a week. The five-bedroom mansion still retains the same Indonesian glamour and lavishness as it did back in the 1980s when Bowie bought it. The property boasts reception rooms, a dining pavilion, a games room, study, and an infinity pool overlooking the coast. Perfect for your golden years. Dang, there I go again. Back when it premiered in February 2005, animated comedy American Dad was widely seen as a Family Guy knockoff due to similar styles of animation and comedy and the same creative minds. It was, after all, Family Guy impresario Seth MacFarlane who created American Dad along with Mike Barker and Matt Weitzman. So guess what? American Dad has hit a big milestone. Its 200th episode will be airing this week on TBS. Congrats! Billionaire Elon Musk and actress Tallulah Riley are making another attempt to end their second marriage. Riley filed to divorce Musk this week in LA Superior Court. Musk filed for divorce on New Year's Eve in 2014, but withdrew the petition 7 months later. The divorce is amicable, and the pair agreed that Riley would file the petition to end their latest marriage after roughly 2.5 years. According to their statement, Musk and Riley have been living separately for the past 6 months and plan to remain friends. Musk co-founded PayPal and then launched Tesla Motors. A rare Beatles record, which has been called the Holy Grail of collector's items, has been sold at an auction for more than $100,000. The 10-inch vinyl from 1962 was the first Beatles disc to be cut before the band gained national stardom. It features Hello Little Girl, the first song John Lennon ever wrote, and Till There Was You. An anonymous British collector bought it for $110,000, and the amazing thing is, the record had reportedly been hidden away, wrapped in paper, for more than 50 years before it was discovered in the attic of Les McGuire, a keyboard player with British band Jerry and the Pacemakers. Wow. Los Angeles's beloved all-female power pop band, the Go-Go's, will play 18 shows this August. They're saying bye-bye with one last tour. The band's shows begin August 2nd at the Capitol Theater in Clearwater, Florida, and wrap up August 30th at LA's Greek Theater. Best Coast and Kaya Stewart will support. The Go-Go's biggest hits include We Got the Beat, Our Lips Are Sealed, and Vacation.
The Trash Bin.
The Kardashian sisters have been accused of not tweeting enough, and it could cost them hundreds of millions of dollars. Kim, Kourtney, and Khloe and their corporations named Kim's a Princess, Inc., To Die For Court, and Co Money, Inc. have been hit with a lawsuit by Hilaire Capital Management, with the company claiming the sisters did not do enough to promote its Kardashians beauty line. Hilaire accuses the reality stars of breach of contract and is asking for as much as $180 million. The Kardashians are denying all of this, of course, and are promising to vigorously fight the lawsuit. Just another day in the Kardashian world.
The news wrap-up.
Vice Media saw its web traffic suddenly plunge 17.4% compared with the previous month. Facebook-owned Oculus is getting ready to ship its first Rift VR headsets to U.S. consumers this week. Mobile phone maker HTC will follow up with deliveries of the Vive VR headset 1 week later, and Sony is preparing to launch its PlayStation VR headset as well. PlayStation VR is going to debut in October for $399, a few hundred dollars less than the rest of the competition. Twitter turned 10 on Monday, and while it might be celebrating at the moment, their share price has dropped 65% in the last year. There's discontent from Wall Street and concerns over whether it can continue to add users.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Batman vs. Superman has a huge weekend and is tops at the box office.
The number one album.
Gwen Stefani tops the sales chart with This Is What the Truth Feels Like.
The number one app.
FaceSwap Live holds on to number one for another week.
The number one fiction book.
Private Paris by James Patterson and Mark Sullivan is the best-selling book from coast to coast.
Australia's Troy Sivan has been a singer and an actor since 2007, debuting on the stage in a production of Oliver. The year after that, he was cast as the young James Howlett in X-Men Origins: Wolverine. Since then, Troy has had several hit singles in Australia, and his YouTube channel is the third most viewed there. Now he's on the verge of having his first breakout U.S. hit. Here's 20-year-old Troy Sivan with the song of the week, Youth.
What if we run away? What if we left today? What if we said goodbye to safe and sound? What if we're hard to find? What if we lost our minds? What if we let them fall behind and they're never found? And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, a truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours.
That was Australian singer and actor Troy Sivan with the song of the week, Youth. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.